Velkommen til Øjrene Danmark. I en tid, hvor der på EU-plan bliver talt om at skære ned på stort set alle områder, er et område undsluppet sparekniven. Det er det internationale studieprogram Erasmus. Erasmus' hovedformål er at give tilskud og legater til studerende, så de kan læse, lære sprog og komme i praktik i andre EU-lande, og samtidig kan undervise, og andre ansatte kommer på ophold på tværs af landegrænserne. Programmet har nu efter forhandlinger i EU skiftet navn fra Erasmus til Erasmus+, og har samtidig fået underlagt sig andre uddannelsesprogrammer. Men det er ikke kun plusset, der er blevet tilføjet. Erasmus eller Erasmus+, som det nu hedder, er under uddannelsesområdet. Og modsat stort set alle andre områder i EU, er programmet ikke blevet skåret ned. Faktisk så har programmet fået forhøjet sit budget med 40%, og vil nu have et budget på 1,45 milliarder euro i budgettet fra 2014 til 2020. Morten Lykkegaard er medlem af Europaparlamentet for Venstre og Parlamentets Kultur- og Uddannelsesudvalg. Han har været med til at kæmpe for at bevare og styrke det populære program. Og vi talte med ham efter en rundt-om-bord-debat, der blev holdt i Europaparlamentet forleden. Connect Øjrenet var sammen med Europakommissionens Direktorat for Uddannelse, Ungdom og Kultur til stede i Bruxelles. Og historien var lavet af journalist Jonas Schmidt Hansen.
The new Erasmus program, I think, is a very big success. We have managed to, in times of austerity, we have actually managed to increase the budget for this program by approximately 40%. And given the fact that 19 out of 20 areas have been cut during the budget process in this house during the past 6 months, I think that this is a great achievement. Why is it that everyone thinks we need an increase in this area? I think it's fair to say that the Erasmus program is probably the most popular program ever in the history of the European Union, and of course it is due to the fact that everyone knows that mobility, which is the key of the program, mobility for youngsters, for teachers, for trainees, for staff, is the key to development, and it's the key to growth, basically. And what we all need now in times of crisis is, of course, growth, and economic growth. And in order to get this growth, we need, by many other things, we also need mobility. So, when we argued that we need more money for this program, of course we said, now we have a 2020 strategy in Europe. It's a growth strategy. So you can't cut this program because that would be a contradiction in terms. I mean, you're talking about growth, and then of course you would have to increase investment in factors that actually accelerate this growth.
Det er altså et spørgsmål om at øge væksten. Men er det noget, vi har råd til at bruge flere penge på?
Of course, we can't afford not to. That is basically the idea. And why is that? I mean, we are talking about in a seven-year period. We are talking about 14.5 billion euros, and that sounds like a lot of money, and of course it is. But if you compare it to the investments in other sectors, let's take the research, for instance, which is also heavily supported. It's nothing actually. It's small. It's pocket money compared to that.
So why isn't it more money allocated?
Well, the commission started by saying that they wanted 72% increase, and then negotiations started, and of course we had to end up with a figure that every group in this South could agree on. So I think we ended up by 40%. Of course, you can always argue that you need more, but again, in times of austerity, I think it's quite a successful achievement.
Så det er en succes, det er endt med, at der bliver tilføjet flere penge til programmet, selvom der godt kunne have været tilføjet endnu flere. Men sådan er forhandlingerne gået. Men er det overhovedet EU's rolle at betale for folks uddannelse?
No and yes. I mean, education is surrounded by this term subsidiarity. That's to say, this is actually for member states to decide, basically. But what we're looking at here is a program on mobility. So that's how... That's how we can get European added value to an educational process which is basically national state based. So this is, you have to understand this as not as an education program as such, but as a mobility program. And mobility is of course something that has to do with going across borders, and that's why it's truly European added value to the educational system.
Så Erasmus Plus er altså et program, der fremhæver mobiliteten blandt de studerende og underviserne i EU. Samtidig er det vigtigt at understrege, at programmet ikke går ind og overtager den studerende funktion for medlemslandene. I stedet tilføjer den positive elementer til det eksisterende uddannelsessystem. Hvilke udfordringer er der så for Erasmus Plus?
I think the right here now the challenge is to tell people about this, to engage them and to actually spread this message around Europe, because we are pressed for time. I mean, we are in the midst of a crisis. Maybe we are slowly on our way out of the tunnel, looking at a brighter times ahead. But we need to accelerate this, and in order to do that, we need to tell young people, to tell their teachers that this is actually the fact. From the 1st of January, we have a new program, so please apply, please involve yourself in this program, because we really need your efforts in order to create this growth.
Det er altså et spørgsmål om at gøre folk opmærksom på, at programmet eksisterer, så flere vil gøre brug af det. Uddannelsen af de unge er derfor en prioritet, da EU er i en økonomisk krise. Er det så meningen, at flere skal gøre brug af programmet i fremtiden?
Ja, yeah, that is basically the idea. Not only to make a more simplified program, where the students and the teachers have easier access to the program. It's not as bureaucratic as it used to be, hopefully. And on the other hand, to increase the figures, the amount of money, so that more people can actually access the program. And I think it will. In the end, approximately a doubling of people. I think it's we are looking at figures. We're talking about 4 million people in the next 7 years. 4 million people would have access to this program because of the increase in the figures. So it's a lot of people.
Det er ikke kun et spørgsmål om, at programmet bliver simplere og mindre bureaukratisk, men også at flere får lov til at søge. De nye midler gør blandt andet, at op til dobbelt så mange som før har mulighed for at deltage i programmet. Cirka 4 millioner vil have adgang til programmet over de næste 7 år. Hvad er så fordelen ved at sende folk frem og tilbage mellem landene?
I think the main advantage is that people will not only improve their skills. That goes without saying. I mean, coming to another country, you simply have to improve your language skills and so on and so forth. But moreover, you also need to adapt. I mean, we all know when we get to live in another country, even when we just travel abroad for 1 or 2 weeks, we have to adapt. And this adaption, this idea of adapting to the place where you come is by far the most the biggest improvement, I think, when it comes to it's a kind of cultural exchange. And in order to feel like a European, you need to travel Europe, you need to stay in Europe, you need to I mean, it goes for almost every area you talk about. I mean, you get your boyfriend or girlfriend in another country, you stay with families, you get new friends. I mean, this is all about engagement and about your ability to adapt. Because if you have or increase your ability to adapt, you will be much more suitable for the future, also in terms of work.
En ting er, at folk bliver bedre til sprog. Men det er endnu vigtigere, at folk lærer hinandens kultur at kende, og at folk rejser, bor og studerer i Europa, så de føler sig som europæere. Så bliver de bedre til at tilpasse sig, så de på længere sigt kan skaffe arbejde. Hvis det var op til dig, vil du så give mere støtte til uddannelse og mobilitet?
Certainly, certainly. I'm a true believer, as you can probably hear. I mean, you almost can't give enough at the moment, and especially in times of crisis, you need to increase whatever amount you can afford, because when it comes to education, when it comes to cultural exchange, this is, as I say, the key to growth. Of course, a lot of other factors are involved when you talk about growth, but this is a factor you can't get growth without it. So basically, we are talking about basics. We are talking about the building stones in a new building, and you need these building stones. So whatever you can afford, you need to invest in education.
Ifølge Morten Lykkegaard kan man altså ikke investere nok i uddannelse, mobilitet og kulturel udveksling, da det netop er uddannelse og kulturel forståelse, der er nøglen til vækst. Det nye Erasmus Plus-program starter fra næste år og løber frem til 2020, hvor EU's budget skal forhandles næste gang. Unge studerende kan dermed med det nye se frem til en lettere adgang til studier og praktikpladser i udlandet. Øjrenet går i dybden og går på tværs. Grænseløs radio.